Yo, Eagles Nation, stand up. Yo, how'd Barkley put it? Looking like another grease pole night in Philly.
Facts.
What's good? Episode 80 of the Grease Pole Podcast. Appreciate you taking part. What a weekend it was. And
So much so.
Yeah, a lot of fidgeting going on here. So all hell is broken loose here. We had to do a lot of ducks to get in a row before we got here today. So here's what's going on. 50 nugs, right? V and I are going to try to eat 50 nugs apiece. We got bonus nugs for Justin to have some as well, because who doesn't like nugs? I have never seen this many goddamn sauces in my life.
I mean, at least they got that part right.
At least they put some in here, right? Yeah. It only takes you ordering three digits for them to go, let's be generous with the sauce. So, late start to the pod, because we went to go. First of all, we ordered this shit probably, it was over an hour ago.
It was like at like almost like 4:50, 5 o'clock. Like it was
a while. Because we're like, okay, it's going to take them a minute to... for this, right?
For lots of nugs.
It's going to take a while.
I'm really hungry, so I'm just going to start eating while you're telling the story.
Yes, please start digging in. So it was like, all right, let's go ahead and put this thing in. So we get there. They bring it out to the car. And we're, first of all, you forget the beverages. All right? There's enough. They did have enough foresight, though. All the sauces. There was so much that we had. They put them in a bag. There's a bag of sauce, which is
put all the sauces here,
which is fucking amazing. Yeah. That made me happy. But I'm like, where's the rest of it? We're sitting there and like, okay, we got 120 nuggets.
We only got 60 here.
Yeah.
Math.
Where? Yeah. The fuck are the other 60? So I walk in, like, all right, well, let me go see what's up real quick. They're like, yeah, can we help you? I was like, yeah, you know, picking up, we did the curbside gimmick. You forgot 60 nuggets. And they were like, 60? I'm like, yeah. So I'm trying to pull the order up because I downloaded the app specifically for this
for
episode.
This.
Yeah. Don't fuck with the McDonald's app. There's that. Not a good review.
These nuggets, though, are awesome. I'm number four already.
Are they? All right. You're killing it. Why? You're using ranch? Ugh.
Anyway, so he pulls up tries to pull the receipt.
Yeah. Please tell me, you opted for the ranch before the sweet and sour?
Can we just, like, stop bullying me and continue with
the
story?
No, I'm not bullying. I just don't, like, we've got all the, look how many sweet and sour and honey mustard at our disposal.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so gross.
That white sauce right all over it.
I feel like ranch is, like, the one you use when there's nothing else. I don't mind a ranch. I like a ranch, but it is definitely one where you, you're definitely... Oh, I got nothing else in the fridge. Let me use the ranch.
I need some wet. Yeah. What kind of sauce would you like, by the way, pal? There's plenty to choose from.
Honey mustard, ranch, or sweet and sour.
Nobody wants fucking ranch.
Yeah, keep the ranch out of here. Like,
or, I mean, you can
have resort,
several of each, because clearly we have enough.
Oh, man. You know, let me go sweet and sour. I haven't had a sweet and sour in literal
They changed
decades.
The recipe, just a heads up.
Yeah, their sweet and sour is not as solid as it once was. I believe I took it over the summertime, second round. We did a fast food condiment draft. I don't know that it would be second round anymore, but it... I mean, it's still solid, but yeah.
That's a lot of fucking chicken.
Isn't it, though? V requested honey, and they ignorantly gave her honey mustard. Yeah, so I don't know.
But anyway, he went in there to flash his receipt.
Yeah, oh, yeah, sorry. Story was being told. And then I forgot because I got a waft of chicken nuggets and I got really excited. Yeah, and like I was trying to pull up the order on the app and it wouldn't pull up. I'm looking for like a previous section. Like I just put this order in. We just put it in. Like, we just picked it up. Where the fuck is it?
Yeah.
And they're like, you can hear them in the back. They're like, he said 60? I was sitting there like, hey, you know, but yeah. Number one. Oh, that's so good.
Did they even make you look, show the receipt?
No. Just go walk into McDonald's. Anybody, we're going to be talking about our mouths full. Get the fuck over it. Like, if you want, just walk into McDonald's and be like, I forgot. Whatever. Because they didn't ask me for shit.
Oh.
They were just like, okay.
He's free 60 nuggets.
Yeah.
Though technically they weren't free.
They weren't free.
Yeah, but like it was.
Who
it
comes up been... with that number, I guess.
What?
This guy said 60. It's got to be real.
Who? Yeah.
Who he said he ordered 120 and only got 60. Jesus.
What's funny is they probably thought, like, nobody orders 120 nuggets. So let's just give them half of that.
They'll never notice.
Yeah, they won't come back in. Oh, yeah. Fuck. They came back in. Like, yeah.
So before we get into why this is happening, I do have to say, not disappointed with the sweet and sour, but it is definitely not as good as I remember. That's
mm-hmm.
a real bummer.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
They changed it out for something I'm allergic to. That's why I keep pairing ranch. Like, I dip in the sweet and sour every now and then, but when I eat it, it makes my mouth itch. So not a thrill.
Nobody wants their mouth itching.
I want honey mustard. Ew, get the fuck out of here.
Have a honey. That's what you wanted.
I want honey, not honey mustard.
Yeah, get your shit together, McDonald's. Local, local one.
So the idea here is the two of you are each trying to get to 50.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at 5.
Okay, so you guys are going to honor system, keep track of your own number.
Oh, I will not fudge
so
my
count.
So I
lost count, so I'm just assuming there's 20 in here, so we're just going to go with that.
Well, yeah, that's the easy way to remember, right?
Yeah.
20 per box.
So you need to do 2.5 boxes of nugs. Okay, and then mm-hmm. next question.
Yep.
So anybody who doesn't know, we do Gear Freaks right after Grease Pole.
Yes.
So when we sleep, we're asleep in the next one.
No. Yeah.
Well, no. I was going to ask.
Gear Freaks is going to be a fartosphere, dude.
Is this a cumulative, or do you have to be done with the 50 before Grease Pole is done?
Oh, man. I didn't even think of that.
Oh, I'm finishing it here.
V might be a little bit into
yeah.
Gear Freaks.
V might bleed over. Yeah. But I just realized, and this is another thing that was extra disgusting. Kids watching at home, not only 50 nugs, but backup bevy was bought.
So
they just because
they roll up with the three beverages, and I was like, oh man, I don't really drink soda. I don't want to like turn down a soda. Corey goes, these two are mine.
I didn't take one. I didn't put my mouth on them yet, but no, I knew you didn't drink soda. And I'm like, if I'm doing 50, I'm gonna fuck one of these up real quick.
Yeah.
Oh, I say that, and I've had 6 or 7 now, and I'm suffering. This has to be the grossest episode anybody's ever done. It's like live gluttony.
So, I guess that begs the question.
If you're really into listening to people chew on food,
yes.
Have fun.
Yeah. Let us know on YouTube. Comment. Please let us know how gross this sounds to listen to.
The question begged to be answered, or mm-hmm. asked, why?
Well, I remember.
I haven't had heartburn in a while, so.
That's a good excuse for it, I guess.
Good point. Good point. Well, we were talking a couple weeks ago with Clark about the 50 nugs. Wasn't that it?
I feel like that was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, Clark. Didn't get to come.
Oh, I'll do it again. I don't give a shit. Hot Joe. Joe wants to get in on some food stuff with us.
Oh. What y'all don't know about Hot Coach Joe is back in the day when we would do our wrestling roadies, mm-hmm. we would make our town. And then afterwards, we'd hit the Applebee's. And that is a trope with wrestlers hitting the Applebee's. That's like a for real one.
I don't like how people shit on Applebee's.
Right? I don't love or hate Applebee's, but it was the best available option. Because you're leaving town usually 10, 11 o'clock at night. So you're hitting the bees probably around like right. They're about ready to close. 10 wrestlers rolling.
Yeah, where are the riblets?
They're suddenly mad. But one of Joe's nicknames, for real, on the old Your Wrestling Show pod
yes.
with Mr. 2 for 20. Because he would order a 2 for 20. He would order a 2 for 20.
My man.
And eat that.
Hold it down.
Yeah. Bulking season.
Listen.
When is it not bulking season?
Yeah, right.
I'm only 13 nuggets in, and I'm like, I don't know that this is an achievable goal, y'all.
See?
I can do this. I can do this. It's going to take me.
Five.
How many in are you?
13.
I've surpassed you when you started before me.
Okay, look. We can't, like,
17, 18, 19, 20. This is 16.
I can't eat as fast as you can, man.
But it is nice that the nug is, generally speaking, I see you're one biting. You're one.
Oh, I'm not biting. Who takes bites into these?
Listen, I do.
I was just going to say I'm a two-biter.
I am, too.
No, these are bite size. I'm not wasting my jaw's energy.
I will choke.
Really? Like popcorn.
Maybe my nuggets are bigger.
But really bad for you.
Where's the oil for them?
Oh, that freaking lard oil. Ugh.
It's so good, though. I mean, I don't know. It's not as good as a sweet and sour, but yeah.
Justin, how far are you in?
I think that was, like, number six.
Really?
Yeah, so.
Damn.
I should slow down.
Where's the dog? Maybe he'll come help me.
Cheater.
All right.
I might be able to take down the 20.
You're just mad that but you didn't think of it first.
One box down.
Oh, my God.
Bye week for the birds, right?
Fuck. Yes.
There we go. Obligatory eagle talk.
Yep. We worked them in there.
Just piss off, purists. Mad,
you know? Yeah. You're an Eagles pod. Why didn't you? Because we don't fucking give a shit. We eat dinner. That's what this podcast is, where we come to eat fucking dinner. Okay?
Eat live dinner.
Right.
I got to say, though, like, if anybody is listening and or watching this and has for at least 2-3 weeks, you understand.
Oh, yeah. Well,
this is an Eagle pod in pretty much name only.
Yes. We'll work them in here and there. But other than that, it's just a pod where we talk about chicken nuggets and trips to the grocery store or the Apple store.
My cousin did an impression of Sirianni this weekend for Corey.
Oh, my God. That shit was so great. Shout out to Kenny. Funny as fuck. It was so great.
With his mouth chewing open.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, it is what it is.
You don't even pause. Like, I stopped to talk. You're just like, nah, keep going.
No, power through it. Because at this point, I'm going to see timestamps. I want to see how long it fucking takes me to finish this. I've eaten 20 pieces in, what, like 10 minutes? I'm disgusting.
I'm struggling, man. I still got like 5 left in my first 20. It's mainly because I want to burp, but I don't want to burp like right in the mic.
Do it. Who cares? Yeah.
I mean, I was going to say, like, look at what's happening here. Like,
yeah, true.
The pod for flatulence.
If anybody's not expecting burps, you're really not watching.
I know. Right,
yeah, really. Fuck off. Judgment-free zone here.
What were we talking about before that, though?
Sirianni,
your cousin. That's right. Oh, yeah. He did a Sirianni impression, like, before Corey came out to dinner. And it was funny as shit, because I was like, Harbaugh's, like, dad hot. And he was like, oh, Victoria, what's wrong with you? I was like, oh, okay. So, clearly, you're just, okay, whatever. So, you're not going to be prepared for Corey. And then I was like, what about the Eagles head coach? He's hot. And he goes, Sirianni, the guy who can't talk?
I mean, he's not wrong.
He's just excited. He just gets very excited.
Very.
But like, he was just like, the example he used for Corey at dinner was like, so we've got some plays for our offensive people, and then, you know, those plays that are for the offensive people, we discuss them, you know, for the offensive people. And like, you know, just.
Yeah. And he was stuttering too, like our guy does. Like, it was perfect, dude. Well, that's really fucking good. Holy shit. But yeah, no, it was a great Sirianni, but we had a week off from listening to him speak this week. A lot of mouth noises are happening.
Audiophobes beware.
Yeah, this is not seriously.
This is definitely one you want to watch, not listen to.
Yep, yeah, because it's probably going to be fucking gross.
I don't, see, do it with pride.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. Fuck it.
Who cares? Oh my gosh, all right.
Credit where credit's due. The bottom of the sweet and sour... Much better than the top of the sweet and sour.
Really? You know what I don't like? You know what doesn't? Okay, so live sip. I don't like how we haven't figured out a more efficient way to get the sauce out of the bottom of the tubs. Because I've wasted, like, a good amount. I'm on tub three. Like, that's a nugget worth right there. What are we doing?
Right, and I had to do...
Like, you can only...
I had to turn my nugget into a three-biter to get that far.
Oh, see, I'm not doing all that shit.
Yeah,
see. I mean, you're right. That's the efficient way to do it, because you can get in there if it's smaller. I'm just not in the business of taking bites into something that's already bite-sized for my fat fucking face.
I can get one of these honey mustards.
Take them.
Take them all.
There's only six of them.
That's the one they gave you, like, only a few?
This is so ridiculous. Why did we agree to this?
Oh, man.
You're only what, 17?
Yep.
This looks like it's
We're not bringing any of these McNuggets out of here. I am eating all of these motherfuckers.
Oh my god.
I'm the goddamn Joey Chestnut of nugget eating.
I didn't eat all
that honey mustard looks fucking gross. What the fuck?
I wouldn't call it gross.
Can we hold it up for the camera? That's not a honey mustard.
It looks like throw up.
That looks like that, what was that shit from the dinner? The chicken?
Sake chicken.
Yeah, that looks like that shit. Yeah.
Why did you think you could do 50 again?
Most relatable
Listen,
pod ever.
Burping and it's getting all the room out, so we're good. We're good.
There you go. Clear room for the next 20.
Mm-hmm. Or next three.
Push the bottom. Oh, here we go. We got a comment.
Joey?
Scott Blair says, push the bottom of the sauce cup upward to scrape the leftover sauce out.
Really?
Yeah.
He mansplained how to get that sauce for you.
I mean, I get it. The problem is that we have so fucking many right here, it's like, who gives a shit? But normally, when you get you a regular 20-piece, they wouldn't be assholes and only give you like two or three.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guess they figure if you're getting three-digit nuggets. I just realized I have one on a manifest with a fucking nugget in my mouth. I'm gross. Whatever. Do I just throw sauce in a bag? Who gives a shit?
And then the fact that you haven't chewed, you're just holding it in your mouth like a piece of gum. That's like so nasty.
Like it's a fucking dip. Then there's this too. We found these.
Oh God.
These are gonna taste like chicken by the time key lime M&M's.
I feel like.
Thank you for the shake.
I feel like Florida, the Keys, should sponsor this pod.
Right?
Because the amount of times we talk about key limes.
It is a lot, for sure.
Key lime flavors, and I don't even... I'm not as disappointed with... this is weird.
How's everybody feeling?
See, I'm only like, I guess maybe 10 in, so I'm fine.
I'm 19
about you,
in.
V?
I'm 19 in.
Okay.
I'm even less than that. I'm only like 9 in.
All right, 20 down after this one. Goddamn. I need a burp.
You fucking do it.
I'm going to get at least a 40. I don't think I'm going to get to 40. 30.
On
30.
Second thought.
30 I can do. Maybe.
I believe in you.
Not that honey mustard is a great flavor, but this is very disappointing.
Yeah. That doesn't look like... No.
Then yet, there's a second chicken nugget in there.
McDonald's is a fraud.
Well, look. I'm not going to just dump the... I got to use it.
Fuck that. That sake sauce is going in the goddamn trash. Okay.
How far are you from 40?
How gross is this to watch, Scott?
Yeah. This is number 34.
Good lord.
I've been doing this 15 minutes.
Corey's making 50. That's happening.
I told you I'd make 50.
I just hit 20 and I'm like, oh my god. As you can tell, I keep burping, so.
Like I said, I didn't eat all day.
I didn't either, but this shit's crazy.
Oh, it's gross. And I'm gonna die, like, when we're done. But I actually, right now, not to be gross... Yeah. The guts are bubbling. I just felt it and was like, oh, I can't do that here. Or can I?
You might not have a choice.
I'm like, yeah, I can't get up and take the nugs with me to the bathroom. Live thoughts.
Do you have Febreze or anything?
Yes.
Yes.
It's probably not going to smell very good in here.
No, it's not.
Listen, as long as my man burps, only stay burps, I'm fine. See, he's sighing only after 10.
Yeah.
You guys did it good.
This is my favorite thing I've ever done in my life. Hi, gross kitty. Does she want a nugget?
Oh my god, he's staring at us. Or she's staring at us. Lola?
Yeah.
The Lola.
Gross kitty, would you like a nug? We have plenty to spare.
She's just mad because this has become her spot.
She can join
us. Disapproving.
Yeah. She's like, they're doing that in my spot? What is this?
They're farting and burping all over the place where I sleep. I want that as just a drop.
Yeah, right.
That we can just throw into the middle.
Whenever V's not here, just drop it into the middle. Yeah, of the show.
It's so much louder in these two. Like every fucking reverberates.
That's the worst part. I try to bend off to not do it right in the microphone. No, it's still loud as
just
shit.
Fucking embrace it. Who gives a shit?
Oh my god. My mom met Corey over the weekend. She's like, have you man burped in front of him yet? Like,
yeah. I'm jealous because all mine come out of my ass. I can't burp really well, for real. She outdoes me all the time. This has to be the most disgusting thing anybody's watched has ever done.
Gluttony pod.
Worst part is, if you guys get quiet to eat, I usually burp or someone else does some noise.
Oh my god.
Okay, so 21, y'all. Oh my god.
Okay.
Any regrets yet there, V?
Not yet. I'm still really bloated. But I'm just going to keep burping and hoping it makes room for stuff.
Oh, it will. That sounds like I'm still smoking heaters. I want a heater after this. Fuck.
Really? Why?
They give you so much
honey. Because it's so much food.
I'm trying really not to.
Are you going to use the sweet and sour?
No, it's so nasty.
I'll just use it then. I'm not going to open these. We can bring these back like to the house or something. I'm going to be that guy. Oh, you ripped the thing improperly.
What?
What are you still using as you go?
So many. It's great.
Yo. This ceases to be an episode. It is now a fucking soundtrack.
I'm starting a poll on the YouTube if you're watching. Oh, come on.
just in general, yes or no.
Get this out of here. End poll.
Oh, okay.
Oh my god.
This is so filling.
Number 38 special.
I'm 21.
You know what I am? Caught up in these nugs. That's a 38 special reference. That was corny. Sorry, I won't do it again.
I'm shaking my head in disapproval.
I just say you look disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find out.
Vote on the poll.
Wait, where the hell did it go?
I love that we can have poll. Well, YouTube apparently just wants yes or no, and they don't want a question asked.
There it is. The grossest thing you've ever watched is the question. I'm switching back to sweet and sour, I suppose.
Oh my god.
Honey mustard was definitely a disappointment. Like, it wasn't terrible, but it wasn't very good either. You know what I mean? Like,
I would try ranch.
What I was going to say is, I would choose ranch over honey mustard at this point.
Really?
Yeah, that's how impressive that honey mustard was.
I'm not going for this. I'm going to try a honey mustard.
It's nasty.
What bothers me, you know something's fucked up because the honey mustards have two different labels. So some of these have been sitting around a while.
Some of them were old.
Oh, all the ranches look the same as... Oh, what?
Yep.
That's what I'm saying. Which one's the newest, McDonald's? Well, oh, this looks...
Hold on. Wait.
This ain't honey mustard. Gross kitty. Holy fuck, gross kitty's here.
Look,
please don't
the
leave.
Color difference.
Oh! Oh! Which one's fresher? Dude! What the fuck?
Uh-oh.
How do you know?
I want to say that the brighter colored one would be the newer one, right? You I tell think, us, audience,
yeah.
which one?
The yeah,
one
put it on the poll. Which honey mustard
which
is the least
one?
Gross?
The ones B is holding or the one that Corey's holding?
My, you can paint a Packers helmet with my shit.
Mine
this
looks...
shit looks like dehydrated piss. Yeah, can I have that one, please? I don't trust
oh,
this
Oh, I
one.
Was going to say, that one looks better. This one looks like it's old.
Does it?
Yeah, usually when stuff turns like gray or dark,
okay, I'll
it
have
means
this
like...
One. Tandem burp. Okay. So this one? All right.
I don't know. Who knows mustard? Because I don't know anything about mustard.
Do you think
it.
The darker one or the lighter one would be the...
I don't even know, man. Because
oh, yeah, the pressure.
I could hear the argument for either.
Let's do the
it's
smell
high pressure.
Test.
It's high pressure.
Oh. Oh, I don't like either of them.
Now, is that that flavor that's disgusting
what?
You? Or
no,
is
it's
that...
just the smell of mustard.
Okay.
I didn't like that.
Yeah, no.
After eating like 21 nuggets.
Oh, they have a date on here. Hold
there
on.
There you go. Oh, God. Oh, God.
The lighter, this is the newer one.
Really?
This is 2018.
God, please don't, because that's the one I ate.
Where did you see the date?
They've got it underneath the part that says contains egg. God damn it. I didn't want to know that. Fuck. Okay. I guess number 40 is going to have this wonky honey mustard on it. I don't even want to dip the whole thing in there. Is this enough to get
wait,
a good idea?
So is this a new... Wait, so the new probably. Ones are this design? Or which?
No,
design?
The new ones are these.
Really?
Not these ones, yeah. Is that...
Oh, my God.
We got a yes, I see. We got a yes and a no.
Did we? Yeah. I hope the yes is for the this grossest thing you've ever watched. Okay. Ew, get the fuck out of here.
See?
That's not.
At least ranch is ranch. At least you know what you're getting with ranch.
Yeah.
It's like not.
I'm gonna avoid it, but yeah.
It's so good.
That.
Listen, you're a hater.
I am. That's not honey mustard.
That's that mustard much, of honey.
Yeah, that much I can tell you. I'm going to take.
Oh, apparently, Gross Kitty's a bully too. Look at that. She's
one,
just,
two.
Nope.
She's three. Just like,
Gross Kitty.
Oh, we get to see her on the pod, y'all. You get to finally see her.
Six, seven, okay. Eight, nine. This is number 50 right here. I finish these, that gets me to 50. Gross Kitty, we fucking love you. We're obsessed with you here on the pod. Come, show your face on YouTube. We will bribe you with nuggets.
Why are you sitting there?
Uh-huh.
She says the computer's warm.
Oh, yeah. These must have been the first 60 they brought out to us.
Dry?
Uh-huh. That's not what I wanted the last 10 to be.
So that's where the struggle comes in.
Yeah, these are going to have to be very heavily dipped. Because these are like little sponges.
This sweet and sour is way better than the first sweet and sour I got.
Oh God, Jesus Christ. I'm sorry, y'all.
No, don't you dare apologize.
Gross Kitty's like, what is happening?
Oh my God, oh, I see Gross Kitty's eyes over there.
So Jason Blair says, to reach the remaining sauce in the cup, push the bottom of the cup to flatten the container and script the remaining. It's the same thing you got from... Is this the same person?
Yeah, it
no.
is.
Okay.
Wait, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's Jason.
Oh, I thought the first one was...
Scott's his alias.
Oh. Hello, Jason. I'm struggling with these chicken nuggets. 22.
Can you just end on an even number, though? You would, just to torture the fuck out of me.
You knew it wasn't going to be even. Why'd you even ask?
Because I felt like it was a simple request.
Mm-mm, no. And in turn, making you eat an odd number of chicken nuggets as well.
Oh, no, I will stop at 50. I will force another one of these little fuckers down.
At least I'm only going to do... It looks like I might get this 20 in. But I'm definitely taking my time.
You can do it, man. Yeah, that's a good approach because it's 30 minutes in. I thought the 50 was going to take like an hour or so. I should have fucking known myself.
Listen, it's actually better that you eat faster because you can eat more when you eat faster. When you eat slower, you eat less.
Right.
I mean, it's better in the long run in reality, but like if you're trying to do an eating contest.
On time.
Yeah.
Because this is going to get to a point where, yeah, later on, your boy's going to run into a brick wall.
It seems like he's already starting to hit there.
I start to feel a little way down. That's why I'm trying to power through these so at least I can go, I did the fucking 50. Hey, what? Gross kitty.
I'm not sure what's happening.
You want some sauce?
She's sniffing it.
She's sniffing. She's not. Oh, I'm sorry. Be safe.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I had a mouthful.
Pause.
Yeah. Okay, we're good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, so I'm at 45. I had a respectable showing. I'm going to overly aggressively sweet and sour these fuckers, though. Because they're getting...
I wish that my first ones were my last ones, because these are, like, really...
You're right. They're ones that have been around a while. I know. I'm getting lightheaded.
So what were you laughing about? You started almost, like, dying.
Gross kitty. I don't know why I just started laughing.
She looks like Gollum. My precious. Oh, no. Here comes Riley. No.
Riley?
No.
No, he left.
Because we sense the energy.
I was going to say, like, they're about to fight on air.
Gross kitty, stand up for yourself always.
You've got us behind your back. We'll start chicken nuggets.
Yes. Okay. I have to eat these last five.
Quality content, folks.
Yep.
I'm trying.
People are going to be like... Like, if anyone comes back to, let's see what they talked about this week, and they hit play, and it's nothing but just burping and shit. What did we talk about this week? Nothing. We just ate.
Like, you guys were filming us dinner.
Uh-huh. That's what we did.
Oh, my God.
What was it, Lola? What's the matter?
Hey, yo. I can't, man.
What's the matter? And she looks over that way.
Like, the poor cat.
Just she was so irritated, like, just ruined her life. She finally has the courage to come over here and look at you, Corey. You're taking her spot.
She can come sit here. Come on, gross kitty. I feel like she walks in here and sits down and we all just laugh. Like, just the novelty. Oh, it's gross kitty.
She looks like she's perched, just like annoyed with life.
Yeah. I think she can sense the fact that we're all like short circuiting over here. Okay. I'm getting these down. Fuck this shit.
Oh my God. Bro. Shit's ridiculous.
I haven't even gotten to 20 yet, and I can feel the burps coming on. I got four left.
7, 4, 8, 4, 9, 50.
I'm on 23. Oh my God. Listen.
Oh.
I can burp the alphabet.
Do it.
I'm not doing it.
Okay.
That would have been something to start an hour ago when I started the burps. I wonder how far I can get in the alphabet at this point, though.
Try. Let's find out.
Only one way to find out.
Yeah. True. Keep eating little sponges.
So if you guys just randomly start talking and I just start shouting letters.
Yeah, please do. What?
You said squeeze it.
Number 50 is about to happen.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Only took me half an hour.
Oh, there's still like.
No.
Oh, you weren't trying to get more. Do you want more chicken nuggets?
I'm going to get these last four down.
I'm done my 50.
Listen.
I went back for more honey mustard, mostly because I'm a glutton for punishment.
But you said you like the sweet and sour sauce more than the honey mustard.
Well, that's the thing, is this, I'm testing a theory. The second cup of sweet and sour was infinitely better than the first.
Just a heads up.
The second cup was better?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I think he's full of crap. Full of crap.
Do you have a new one or a crusty old one?
I think I got I think after all that, I still grabbed an old one.
I don't think there's any new ones.
Yeah, no, there's not. They only put one of the new ones in there. Thanks, McDonald's, you nasty fuckers.
And you would take it.
I just grabbed one. I didn't know at the time there was a goddamn difference. To be fair. I was really excited to get to 50, and then immediately when I did, I was filled with regret.
I'm at 23, and I'm like, I can't even.
Can you please get to 24? If not, I'm going to have to eat it one so it's an odd number. We'll balance it out and we'll both be even.
But then I'm going to eat one to make it 24.
I can do this all goddamn night. I won't like it, but I'll do it all night.
I don't know what you want from me.
Even numbers.
Even numbers?
Even numbers.
Would you like, before we get to the point of puking, would you like to try your key lime M&Ms?
Oh, that's such a great call, V. Yes.
We can come back. I'm at 23.
Yes, I know why you're doing that, because you're going to stay at 23 and hope that I forgot about an odd number.
All right, ending the poll, it was 50-50 between grossest thing they've ever seen and not.
Okay. So, I don't even know where I saw these, but I was like, I have to get them. Because obviously, we talk about key lime pie here all the time on the pod, especially over the summer. And, yeah. Are we all throwing them in at the same time? Say what?
Sure.
How are they this far behind the ball? Like, this is a summer flavor.
Because M&M's is arrogant and they think everybody always just wants to buy the fucking peanut ones, which is frustrating. I don't really care for M&M's.
The peanuts are so delicious.
Oh, fuck no.
Ready?
Ready?
Yep. 1, 2, 3. Yo. Instantly the best M&M. Get the fuck out of here. I don't want to hear it. Mm. Best one. Best one.
It was everything I hoped for.
Me too.
Everything I hoped for.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
You don't like them?
Contrarian V.
Come on, try them again.
More for me.
Doom.
Tastes like, I don't know. It's such an awkward flavor to be in an M&M.
Was that Joe?
Indeed it is. I think I saw him.
Hi, Joe.
Call him.
Yeah.
Here.
How do we call you?
I'm going to do it this way.
I kind of want some. I don't know. How do I feel about this?
Look at this morose motherfucker right here. Looks hey. Like someone it is cereal.
Hey, Long. You wanted this gross motherfucker to call you. So I got you on speaker into a microphone now, man. It's convenient as fuck. How are you?
Perfect. Yeah, I was just quoting Jay and Silent Bob. I don't actually think you're a morose motherfucker. I think you're beautiful.
Thanks,
pal.
Look
at him. He's such a positive person.
I'm looking at you guys right now, actually.
You were going to what?
I'm watching you guys right now.
Are you? Oh, this is like a
look
trip.
At that. Look at that live person from the audience.
So, yeah, you're like watching us talk to you on the phone. How trippy is that?
I am. Norfolk, Virginia, you're on the line.
Hey!
Norfolk, Virginia, go.
Actually, I guess technically I'm in Virginia Beach, actually, but...
Are you? Are you on the line?
He's a beach dweller.
I'm on the line. What's, where are we at on these nugs?
I got to 50 in stock because I wanted to make you proud.
you still could keep going.
Oh, can I?
Yeah, could you still keep going?
Yeah, probably not for long, though. Should I see how far I can go?
I mean, how many did you get?
I got to 50 and stopped, and then we key-limed.
And Victoria got to 23.
Okay. Yeah. There's more nugs, though, is what you're saying.
Yes, there's more nugs. Here, watch. Oh. You want to see how many? Do you want to count them with me?
Well, it looks like there's a little bit of a time delay, so I'm just looking at you guys frozen right now, but...
Oh, boo.
So V's at 23. Justin's about to finish a 20-piece.
Okay. That's respectable numbers.
So, yeah, we're doing good, man. I think since I give in to peer pressure, so I'm gonna eat another nugget since you asked me to.
Perfect. Yeah, we should definitely do 2 for $20 challenge sometime.
2 for fucking $20. This man over here.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
What's part of the 2 for $20?
Oh, well, you gotta get the appetizer. I usually go with the buffalo wings.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get double steak, double tater, mm-hmm. double broccoli.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no! Get out of here with the double broccoli.
Need broccoli in your life.
No.
You gotta get the veg. Well, you know what you could do? You could get quadruple mash. Then you could.
Okay, yeah, give me that.
Yes, give his Irish blood more potatoes and meat.
Why would I want a double veg or a double mash and a double broccoli when I can get a quadruple mash?
I mean, listen, when I was doing those 2 for $20s, you know, I had to keep my figure too. You know, you gotta get the veggies up.
Yeah.
No, man, veggies are gross, especially broccoli.
Broccoli is so good for you, man.
They're definitely the most farting of the vegetables. You know what I mean?
Perfect for today.
Clears you out.
They're fibrous, so they're gonna create some gas. You know what I mean?
Is that what chicken nuggets do? They're fibrous?
Sure, yeah. I don't think chicken nuggets have fiber, but I could be wrong, but I'm pretty...
Did they not list the ingredients? What is
this?
What
makes you lightheaded? Because whatever that is what they have in them.
Oh, well, that's all the oils that they deep fry them in.
Oh, the death. I got you. Okay.
Yeah. You get all your oils there, your canolas and your vegetables. Mostly, actually, vegetable oils, probably. But not the good kind of vegetable. Like it's one of those cons, one of those long cons where they say vegetable oil, but there's no actual vegetables in that oil.
So they're full of shit.
They're full of shit. Yeah. Well, and so are you now, actually.
I am. I'm about to start shitting everywhere in this room.
That's very possible. Very possible. But definitely a 2 for $20 live podcast would be great. I actually haven't had a 2 for $20 in a long time.
Let's do it.
Yeah, we'll have to figure that one out.
I'm down for it. 24. Definitely down for it.
Yeah, we'll do it.
I'll get my old school.
Did you guys tell V that I called last week and I was looking for her?
Yeah. Hot Joe was looking for you last week.
Yeah, I was Hello. Trying to chirp you.
A chirp?
Yeah, I was trying to chirp you for whooping your ass.
Oh, here we go.
No, I can't chirp anymore because I chirped last week and now I got fucking smoked.
By Thomas.
Awkward.
And now everybody's on COVID protocol. The league's going to shut down this week, probably.
Yep. There was only one game today, and gone. Calgary.
Yeah.
Calgary. Oh, wow.
Yep.
All of Calgary's games this week are postponed also.
Yeah. Thanks, Lindholm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking dick.
So that's cool. Hey, you want to know a fun story? I was about... Well, I have tickets, actually, to go on Sunday to the Canes and Preds game, and that's probably not going to happen.
Oh,
that's not a fun story. It's a sad story.
Yeah, really. You got us excited, and this ended really bad. What the fuck is wrong with you?
See, that was sarcasm. Maybe it didn't come through on the.
I'm not good at that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, maybe it didn't come through on the. You know what? That's my bad. I'm gonna lay it on thicker next time. Yeah,
oh please! I love when you lay it on thick.
Yeah, lay it on thick. 2 C's. Yeah, I was trying to track it down. I was looking at the past 5 days of games, trying to figure out who it came from. It was probably New Jersey, though.
Again?
I don't know.
The goddamn Devils.
Well,
I don't know, but definitely Ryan Johansson of the Preds was in protocol over the weekend because, everybody was actually on my team or injured over the weekend. So that's, yeah. Anyway, I think it came from Nashville this time.
That would make sense because I think Nico Hischier just went on IR for COVID protocol.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck the Predators.
I need to download the fantasy app.
Anyway, it was fun while lasted.
You do. We need to get you the password situation figured out. So 2 for $20s, one
two
day?
2 for $20s.
All right, we need to do this, man. You can't do it on Mondays, right?
Yeah, we're going to have to do like a pre-tape on a Saturday or a Friday.
Ooh, okay.
A Friday or Saturday, or I mean, even a Sunday. I'm open for a Sunday too. Mm. Just Monday evening, you know. I'm just getting done now, so you know that's a late night trying to shove in 2 for $20. You know what I'm saying?
What are you having for dinner? Is it not 54 nuggets?
It's not 54 nuggets. Actually, I feel I'm gonna have a nice bowl of quinoa.
Oh, what the fuck is that?
It's little balls of
green salad with some carrots and tomatoes.
He lost me on
with
that.
With a little bit of oil and vinegar on it.
Ooh, that sounds yummy.
What is Joaquin? What is that?
You mean quinoa?
Hey, he's an actor. You never seen Joker?
Yeah.
No, I did. But what is the thing you were going to eat? What is that?
Quinoa.
Quinoa?
Yeah. What is it?
It's a plant.
It's like little balls.
They're like little, yeah, they're little balls.
Ew.
Looks kind of like rice, but inflated.
They're more. You know what? I couldn't tell you for sure what family they're in, but I would say they're in the seed family because they're you boil them in water to let them soften and open themselves up, and then you let them cool
you
and they open
really
up
like
even
it.
More.
if you like
expand,
the texture of rice, you'd probably like it.
I love rice.
I would say they're in the seed family. I don't know that for sure, but I would say like it's the seed family.
Bill loves them.
So is it like a rice on steroids?
I mean, yeah, kind of, except you get a little bit more protein content in quinoa than you do rice.
Okay.
Rice is basically just your basic carbohydrate. But a quinoa, while still carbohydrate, considered carbohydrate, you get a little bit more protein content per, say, 8 ounces than you would rice.
And this is the kind
grams.
Of
grams. I would say grams, actually, not ounces. Grams.
This is the kind of information you can get if you go to the Hard Work Works Fitness app.
Yeah.
Coach Joe gets you into
top
physical.
There's the plug. Yeah, Rianni's been doing it. He's looking good.
He does. He's losing his wives to you, though.
Well, yeah, but I was helping him with that. He didn't want the stress anymore.
That's true.
I'm just helping the man out. That's what a friend does.
It is. No, you did right by him. You did right by him.
That's what a friend does.
The stress of 8 wives, though. I mean, in a way, Joe's definitely doing God's work here.
Doing him a solid?
Yeah.
I'm doing God's work here. Yep, 100%.
That's hot,
God's work.
Yeah. That's hot. I love God's work.
Hey, you know what I mean? Somebody's got to do it. It's a tough job.
Somebody does.
It's tough and it's dirty. And
ooh, dirty God.
Okay, this is good. This has gone off the rails.
You know how close it is to Christmas, sir?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right, have another nugget, and then I'm going to let you go.
Okay, do you want to hear it? So you want to stay for me munching it?
I want you to chew it in my ear, baby.
Oh, I got it. Hang on, let me grab the crispiest motherfucker that's in here, because I want you to hear me crunch the fuck out of this shit. But you realize by doing this, this gets me to 55, which is an odd number, which means I have to eat one more to get to 56, because I hate odd numbers.
I'm aware. Yes, I'm aware of that.
There we go. Good for you.
That does sound crunchy. That's definitely crunchy.
It's very crunchy. It's crunchy the more I sit around.
They definitely dipped that one in extra oil because of how crispy it is.
Mm-hmm. Here, you want me to eat the even number one in your ear? Hang on.
Oh, of course.
Here we go. The edges of this one are really crispy. Let's see how much oil is on this one.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow. Yeah. That one had an extreme amount of crunch to it.
Get it?
And I don't just use the word extreme lightly. I don't just be throwing that word around.
Yeah, nobody should. Nobody should.
Nobody should.
It takes the gravity away from the word.
Yeah, this ain't the 90s.
Yeah, exactly.
It's totally extreme.
I can dig it.
Okay.
Oh, God.
I made it to 56 with your motivation.
I love it. Well, I'm going to end there anyway. I'll check back in later via listening to the episode tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll see how you guys did. But, hey, lovely to hear all your voices.
Yes.
And, you guys have a great night.
We love you, friend.
Hey, I love you all.
Love you.
What a lovely, lovely man.
I don't know him.
But you do love him.
Everybody loves Hot Joe.
Yeah.
I don't love the way I feel right now, though.
I knew that was going to happen.
I know, right?
But you know what's fucked up? I got 56. Like, should I just eat 4 more and get to 60?
I know my tummy hurts, and I'm at 24. So I can only... Listen.
Okay.
Look, listen. I'm going to be real with you right now. Is later Corey going to regret this decision?
No.
I don't
later Corey will push through it.
I don't believe. Okay, so he's already made his.
Well, I have to do this. I have to. You had 24, so the douchebag in me has to make it to 58, so I can later on, unnecessarily and unprovoked, even though you don't give a shit, I can look at you and be like, "Hey, twice as many as you," because 24 times 2 is 58. So that way,
I thought it was 48.
So you already doubled her up.
All right, fuck it then. I'm not eating anymore.
The next one would be 72 to triple her up.
Okay. Yeah, you guys are right. I'm going to just have some key lime M&Ms. Which are very good.
Before we wrap, vote on the poll. Sauce, honey mustard, sweet and sour, ranch.
And next time, if you comment, we will call you too.
Yeah.
If we have your number.
Yeah.
Or we call him. I love it. Yeah.
You good?
Mm-hmm. I'm enjoying my mic. Aren't they really good?
No.
But, all right. As you're pouring more in your hand.
I was going to say, stop lying.
No, they're terrible.
Are they? They're better than the peanut ones.
No, they definitely are not.
These are hands down.
The lies
down,
he's telling you, no.
These are hands down the best M&Ms I've the ever had. And that is not hyperbole. You.
The only ones in the conversation with them are peanut butter.
That's like, no.
Uh-huh.
No.
The peanut butter ones are great, but I will go to bat for a peanut. I like a nice peanut M&M. But this blows a peanut M&M away.
The raspberry ones?
Haven't had that.
Oh my God, I love them. The peanut M&M's I have on the Mount Rushmore of overrated ass candy bars.
Why? Okay.
Them Snickers. Because like people Snickers will murder you for a peanut M&M and you're like, they're not that good.
These though, they're everything you ask for.
They're so good.
They're hyping them up. They're not that great.
Way better than the Twix even. I think this is better than the Twix. I think the Twizzler might be better.
Oh, yeah, we still got to have that.
I feel like I had a fever dream when I was in New York because that's the only time I ever saw them. I saw them in the Blue Place there. They were amazing.
Yeah.
Haven't seen them since.
They're not on Amazon?
Maybe. I haven't looked. But to be fair,
key lime.
I always just go, you know, I usually only go to the Krogs.
Let's find out real quick if they're on Amazon.
Okay, oops.
And if so, may we order some?
Because I definitely don't want to go to... I don't want to go to the Blue Place.
Yeah, no.
Especially not our Blue Place.
No, definitely not our Blue Place. That's for goddamn sure.
I ate 20 and I'm like right at that line of I could eat more, but I know the first one I'd be like, ugh.
Well, that like they sell them the most you can tip. Most you can get, the most they make a package for is 20. There's a reason for that.
Yeah.
Because that's where you should stop.
You can get them on Amazon for $13.
What?
They have creamsicle ones too.
What? Orange creamsicle.
So orange creamsicle has got to be amazing. But why $13?
I don't give a shit.
For
take
Twizzlers?
My money.
Well, actually,
that's because like you can buy Baja up there when it's out of season.
The two pack is actually $12.
Ooh!
So you buy one pack for $13 or two packs for $12. And that one includes the orange creamsicle.
How many did you eat, V?
I ate 40.
You did not.
You
didn't
that's
get
fine.
Anywhere
it's,
near
it's
40.
A, it's an even number. I'm
24, I think she said. Right? Because that's why you had to push to 56.
I don't think so.
Oh, why? Yeah, well, I thought I had to push to 58. Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So, yeah.
Well, how many are left?
There's six in there. How many are in here? not allowed to count.
That one's about full.
It is not. It's like half empty. Look at that. There's only like 10 in there.
Is it? It's only half like empty.
16
that's...
in there, I bet. I'm willing to bet.
I doubt it.
I like for real, real life. Yeah, no, that is necessary. I want to screen grab that now.
Just add it to the cart.
So that's a thing. True. I could do that. You're right.
Well, I guess rightfully so. Nobody voted on the sauce poll. I'm going to end that. Boom.
Wah.
And what are you going to do?
No, right.
We got to the part where we're not eating anymore, and everybody's like, okay, I'm
done. They're not being gross, so.
Who gives a shit?
Entertainment's over. Good. Well, if entertainment's over, we're getting out of here. I have to go fart, too. So there's that. The Birds play a game this week.
Uh-oh.
And, yeah, we'll, I don't know.
Maybe Sirianni will be hot again.
Yeah, well, of course he'll be hot again.
Here, put your boxes in here.
Okay, let's do it.
Live roughing.
Live trash.
Is that?
Oops.
Jesus.
There's so much shit that needs to be thrown away.
Live trash collection.
Yep.
Was delightful.
It is.
Oh my god.
The thing is I'm not trying to ruffle it that much, but I wasn't mad at all that it happened that way.
There you go.
So yeah. There we go.
Is there any left in the M&Ms, or can we throw that away too?
Oh, that's
R.I.P. Key Limes.
They're okay.
So good.
Until next time, aren't they though?
You're such okay.
Blaspheming.
How is it blaspheming?
Sauce will always be barbecue.
P.S. The birds suck. Yeah, whatever. Fucking Cowboys fan.
Corey, where is the Starbucks?
No Starbucks today because all of our pre-show funds went to Death McNuggets.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's that.
I wasn't able to finish all of them, guys.
There's that.
I knew you weren't gonna. I don't know.
I used to be able to eat them.
50.
Yeah. I used to be able to eat 50, man. Back in the day. Now it's like,
you let me
like
down.
My tummy feels like it's gonna pop.
I'm doing the old guy thing where I've now consumed food, so now it's time to do the I'm gonna shut my eyes for a few minutes thing.
And you don't want to do that.
So yep. Time to take a nap around this motherfucker. We'll see you next week. As always, go birds.
Yo, how'd Barkley put it? Looking like another grease pole night in Philly. Philly.
Go birds.
Go birds!
Oh, okay, yeah.
That would be great.